This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I once heard about a machine that spins stuff. I don't know what exactly for the purposes of this story. Just accept that it's a spinning machine with an open top and it's used to do something dangerous. Two people are on the machine at all times, even though you really only need one to work it. You see, the machine spins so quickly that it almost looks like it's not spinning at all. The interior centrifuge is so fast and so powerful that if you stare at it long enough, which you kind of have to do if you're going to use it properly, your brain forgets that it's moving because your eyes are telling it that it's not moving, and so your hand naturally reaches into the machine, and that's how you can lose your hand up to the elbow, they say. And that's what the other person is there for, to remind the first person that the machine is really spinning and really dangerous. In other words, both of those people working together would be excellent television network programmers. One person to get into stuff and think about stuff and try to shape and affect the product, and one person to tell that person to stop doing that. Thinking, or rather thinking that you're thinking, is one of the key dangers of being in that kind of job. I've just spent the past week or so watching Tina Fey's new series on Netflix, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and I'm still puzzled as to why NBC, the network that developed and paid for the series, the network where Tina Fey has worked and created and delivered ratings for over a decade, decided not to run the show and handed it over to Netflix. I'm surprised, not because the show is perfect, it's hilarious, of course, and its cast is spectacularly gifted, but because, I mean, if you're the person tasked with that decision, don't think about it. She's Tina Fey. She knows what's funny most of the time. Stop thinking. Don't put your hand in the machine. Or to venture into another area in which I have equally zero competence, the travails and ratings disasters of the MSNBC news channel. I'm not a big fan of cable news, full disclosure, because I'm not a fan of watching people behind desks get outraged about what some other person behind a desk said. But reading about the trouble MSNBC has had recently garnering an audience was an experience similar to watching someone absent-mindedly put an arm into the spinning machine. The nighttime shows on MSNBC are struggling. The daytime show, though, something called Morning Joe, in which, as far as I can tell, two people who hate each other bicker with their guests and each other, well, that's a big success for MSNBC. So, in other words, if Morning Joe is working, do Evening Joe. You don't need Joe, even. It could be Evening Steve or Evening Debbie or whatever. Just stop trying to think. Stop trying to strategize. Don't put your hand in the machine. Now, if you think about it, the most spectacular examples of corporate failure are never because they were asleep at the switch. Big companies never make errors because they're not working hard enough or not thinking hard enough. They mess up when they see the cylinder and it's not spinning and they think, well, maybe I'll just reach in and fix this one thing. And yes, this is a job application. If you're an executive at a studio or network, I am formally applying for the job of the guy who stands next to you and says, "Hey, don't do that." My salary requirements are available for interested parties. And that's it for this week. Next week, we get all Pareto optimized for KCRW. This is Rob Long.